707, giving you a chance to win Hall & Oates tickets and LPs all weekend long. Listen for your chance to call in and win from the music station. Speaking of winning, here are the lottery numbers in the Michigan Lottery drawing for the week. 01 and 165.
Hey, what's all the excitement?
7:10, Friday morning, lots of fog, drive with care. You may not know it, but this is the anniversary of the first attempt to cross the Atlantic Ocean in a balloon. Three men left Brooklyn, New York in 1873, and it's rumored, I can't vouch for the authenticity of this, but it's rumored Tom Tyler was taken along as part of the crew to keep it along. It was a hot air balloon. JML, Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street at 714, and we've got the weather next on JML.
East Jordan Adult.
Northern Michigan weather. Today, scattered showers, high 51. Tonight, cloudy, windy, and colder, low 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with widely scattered showers, high 50. Lake winds, northwest at 15 knots, temperature 40. That's 4 Celsius at JML. 723. We have the lottery numbers for you in a few minutes. I give them to you now. 01 and 165.
You remind me.
JML, the music station, 735 Friday morning. JML gives you a chance to win Hall & Oates tickets and LPs all weekend long. Listen for your chance to call in and win from the music station, JML. This is LRB, reminiscing. JML, 738. There could be only one more game left between Los Angeles and Philadelphia. That's right, Los Angeles won again yesterday. We'll have the scores for you in a few minutes.
Open for breakfast at...
JML, Crystal Gayle, Talking in Your Sleep.
You've been talking in your sleep.
I knew a girl used to listen in like that, but she was the kind that would correct your grammar, and that's about it. 743, JML Sports. In girls basketball, the only game we had reported from yesterday's action, Boyne Falls beat Lansing 53-36. And in the playoffs for the pennant, Los Angeles beat Philadelphia 4-0, and that could make it just one more game if Philadelphia trips up again. We'll have to see this afternoon. And in preseason action, Pittsburgh beat the Detroit Red Wings 8-2. We've got the weather next on JML.
The Sheboygan Community.
Cash call this hour went out to Indian River, where we talked to Robert Gardner.
All right, 2541.
Ooh, $103.75 is what we had this hour. Sorry you missed that, but keep listening. Could call you again.
Thank you.
Remember, it pays to play JML. JML. Comma, period, exclamation mark. It's 8:12, and we've got the weather next on JML.
The Bel Air Autumn Festival will be...
JML, that's Paul Anka, Odia Codes. I believe there's nothing stronger than our love. 8:18 with Jay Alexander from the Music Station. We'll add more money to Cash Call, and I'll give you that total in a moment. Watch the season's best TV.
Jay Alexander, Super JML.
8:21, and here is the Cash Call total. Ready to copy? $104.82. That's $104.82. Know it and win it from the music station.
What do you mean, contempt of court?
JML. It's 8:30. Our cash call total this hour, and it's a bundle, too. $104.82. Along with that, a portable FM AM radio. Know it and win it. I could be calling you, so write it down. $104.82. Carly Simon, and You Belong to Me.
Why'd you tell me?
It's a laugh. Speaking of laughs, L.A. beat Philadelphia again 4-0. That's the second time in a row. One more game. One more chance for Philadelphia, and it could be all over with. And in preseason play, Pittsburgh beat the Detroit Red Wings 8-2. Now back to a serious subject, girls basketball. Boyne Falls beat Lansing 53-36, and that was the only score reported from last night's action. We've got the weather next on JML.
The Bel Air Autumn.
Super JML.
Northern Michigan weather. Today, scattered showers, high 51. Tonight, cloudy, windy, and colder, low 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, widely scattered showers, high 50. Lake winds northwest at 15 knots. Temperature 46, that's 7 Celsius at JML. JML, Lucille, the Everly Brothers, our cash call this hour going out to Charlevoix, the Glenn Shepherd residence, where Glenn did not want to take a guess at her total. We had $104.82. We'll add more money next hour. Know it and win it. JML. It's 8:51. Yeah, I can see you've been reading the manual again. Hey, baby. Too hot. Here's the Cabin and Tennille.
Yes.
JML, the music station. It's 9:03. Good morning. Jay Alexander, under cloudy skies, we've got 46 degrees. Here's Ann Murray. You needed me. JML, 9:06. We have a super weekend coming up for you. We'll be giving you a chance to win Hall & Oates tickets for the concert and LPs all weekend long. Listen for your chance to call in and win this weekend from the music station.
Mackinac.
JML, one of my all-time favorites, Procol Harum, White or Shade of Pale. It's 9:13. We've got the weather next on JML.
The Bel Air Chamber.
JML, two doors down. They're renovating. They just had a party there. It's 9:19. We'll add money to Cash Call in just a moment.
The Barnhouse Superstar.
JML hitbound from Paul Davis. Sweet Life, 9:24. Our cash call total this hour, $105.69. Write it down.
The DLB.
JML, the music station, 9:34. The Bachelors and No Arms Can Ever Hold You.
No arms.
JML, it's 9:37. Our cash call this hour, $105.69.
When you're in the market for a new home, ask around.
JML, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street, 9:41, and we've got the weather next on JML.
Hear that sound? That's how...
JML, they do party hardy when Josie gets back home. She's the only one who can buy liquor. It's 9:47. Let's see here. Our cash call this hour went out to Mrs. Kenneth Bristow of Newberry, who didn't catch her total, and she's going to take a guess at it.
$35?
Would you believe $105.69?
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
No, wouldn't kid you about that. But we encourage you to tune in and listen for those totals, because you could win the money, and we could call you again.
Okay.
Remember, it pays to play JML.
You always find...
And listen up, you spooks. Shop for Halloween costumes at Kmart while the selection is complete.
Clock start at 41.
Good. We guarantee it.
The music station. Super JML.
9:50. Hey, we got a super weekend coming up. Hall & Oates tickets for their concert and LPs all weekend long. Just listen for your chance to call in and win from JML.
I heard it's time I did it for you.
JML. Whoa, I'm going to find myself a large-size sandwich bag and crawl in. It's wet out there. I'm going home. Rob's next. Bad.
I was born... Mama died and the daddy got drunk. Left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Come on.
'cause you're home.
JML.
Officials say legislation to ban discriminatory insurance policies probably can't win approval in the legislature this year. The bill would prohibit insurance redlining or denying coverage to persons based on where they live or their age. The measure would also guarantee homeowners and automobile insurance to all state residents. The Michigan Civil Rights Department says it will take action against school districts which fail to comply with state desegregation guidelines. The department said yesterday it would begin complaint procedures against schools violating the guidelines. The State Education Department says there are 28 school districts which are racially isolated. General Motors says it will spend $400,000 to start a Detroit training program for young people interested in industrial jobs. GM Vice Chairman Richard Terrell says the project will be aimed at high school seniors and recent grads who don't want to go to college. And Oakland County has charged 14 people, all but three from Detroit, with swindling Michigan residents of more than $100,000 in an illegal pyramid sales scheme. Oakland County Organized Crime Strike Force officials raided a Detroit hotel to arrest the 14, all former members of the now-defunct Dare to Be Great organization, founded by Florida super salesman Glenn Turner. For JML News, I'm Marlene DeVere.
This report, a presentation of First National Bank of St. Ignace, where new accounts are always welcome. Member FDIC. Temperature 46 at 7 Celsius. JML News Time 9:56.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Bill Deal reporting. The unemployment rate held fairly steady last month, going up only slightly. ABC's Vic Ratner reports from Washington.
The unemployment picture remains basically stable. There's been little change since May. In fact, the Labor Department figures released here in Washington show the number of people actually working increased last month by almost 300,000. But taking seasonal factors into account, the unemployment rate also edged up slightly from 5.9 to 6%. Most of the increase in the jobless rate can be traced to summer jobs that ended before teenagers were ready to go back to school. Teenage unemployment, for example, is the only category that showed a marked increase. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Now this.
Concerned with your financial future, your best interest, and now you and your family's welfare.
We may not be the biggest bank, but we just might be the best.
That's First National Bank of St. Ignace. Maybe not the biggest, but the best? Well, you decide. First National Bank of St. Ignace is now offering you the opportunity to purchase the Honeywell Smoke and Fire Detector. While the supply lasts, as low as $8.95, a $24 value from your hometown bank. Limit 3 per customer. Check with one of the many officers at any of the 5 branch locations of First National Bank of St. Ignace for full details. First National Bank of St. Ignace, looking out for you and your best interest. First National Bank, trying to find new ways to better serve you. Your hometown bank is First National of St. Ignace.
We may not be the biggest bank, but we just might be the best.
First National Bank of St. Ignace, a member FDIC.
A morning after birth control pill is proven 99% effective in clinical trials. A University of Florida researcher, Dr. Morris Notelovitz, says, however, the pill is intended mainly for emergency use in such cases as rape. Dr. Notelovitz says the pill, made from natural estrogens, must be taken 3 times daily for 5 days. A debate in Indian medical circles on whether a test tube baby actually was born yesterday in Calcutta. ABC's Ernest Weatherall in New Delhi says doctors at the All India Institute have told him they don't believe facilities for developing a test tube baby exist in Calcutta. But doctors in Calcutta who say they carried out the laboratory conception report this morning that the child, a 7-pound, 6-ounce girl, is normal and doing fine. A 5-story building collapsed this morning in Montevideo, Uruguay. At least one body has been found, but it's feared more will be discovered in the rubble. Cause of the collapse in Montevideo, not known. This is ABC News.
It's 10 o'clock at Northern Michigan's favorite music station.
WJML, FM, AM, Petoskey.